I recently went on a visit to the very easternmost reaches of Slovakia, not for the first time in all of my years of Czech and Slovak endeavour, but this was the first visit I'd made after having come to live in Prague, and there were a few surprises in store. I took the night train, being a fan of long and needlessly ponderous journeys, and revelling in the fact that I now live in a country where A, the trains run more or less on time, and B, trains run beyond borders from one country into another. I left Prague at around 9 o'clock at night, furnished with a very plush Slovak sleeping cabin, so pumped full of dry heat that I had no choice but to open the window wide and stick my head out to watch the capital disappear. My next impressions come from 6 o'clock the following morning, when I was woken up by the conductor returning my tickets, shortly before the train reached Košice. Waking up some 700 kilometres away from Prague, my first impressions were how similar everything looked to back home. First, there were the buildings, both in terms of design and urban planning. On the outskirts of town were clusters of chaty, or summer cottages, then big villas, then paneláky, or blocks of flats. And then there was the forestry and the way the land appeared to be used. All of this sameness was only enhanced by a grey drizzle which could have made what I was looking at a Czech landscape, or a Scottish landscape, or a winter's morning just about anywhere I know. So, it was this sameness that surprised me, but then I started to wonder at my own surprise. These two countries were, after all, one and the same for nearly three quarters of a century. What had I been expecting, I asked myself, and I'm not quite sure that I know the answer. I'd been to this part of Slovakia before, so I couldn't plead utter ignorance leading me to the wrong conclusion. Rather, I think my view of Košice had been coloured by my recent years spent in Prague. I don't want to spark any diplomatic uproar, I hadn't heard anything negative about Slovakia there, but rather the whole episode reminded me of the way that a couple of my friends living in London talk and think about the rest of the world. I was recently visiting a friend who suddenly realised that they hadn't left London for over a year and a half. When there's so much crammed into one city, you can almost forget that there's a world outside. Or another example. Years and years back, I was an English assistant in a French primary school, and the five-year-old children took turns to ask me and marvel over how people in Scotland had pens and computers and televisions and cars. As I woke up in that railway carriage, I found myself marvelling that people in Košice had paneláky and chaty and big successionist villas too. And the reason that all these obvious things struck me as so shocking was because I've become a regular Prague inhabitant and life for me starts at Čechovo náměstí and ends at Kotlářka. It was a rather good thing to take a break from my normal surroundings, to show me, among other things, the sort of relationship I built up with hlavní město Praha.
That letter from Prague was by Rosie Johnston.